Show.
Oh, you actually said you're going.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, or as the kids are calling it, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Radio Place. Wow, I can't believe I just said that. If you couldn't tell from the tone of my voice, this is 2SER's number one sports show featuring me, Joel Kasem, and several other people. Of course, by several, I mean two, and they are as follows. First up is a woman who has been throwing milkshakes at people for as long as I've known her. It's Gabby Morris.
Yeah. I would never waste a milkshake.
Good.
I'd throw an egg.
Oh, yes. Waste an egg. Happily waste eggs.
Would you like to be an egg person? Egg.
Nah. Leave that to the millennials. Gen Y. Same thing.
What are we again? I've forgotten. Are we Gen Y?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Aren't you?
What's the one? What are the young, like little ones?
Gen Z.
Gen X.
Gen X? No, Gen Z.
Oh, God.
Gen Z, like Z?
Yeah.
Z. We're Australian.
Yeah, I'll leave that to the Gen Zers.
Okay. I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yeah, we
we have gone into repeats.
Oh, God.
People are listening going, oh, I've heard this episode.
Oh, God, switch off now.
Also joining us is a man who definitely leans to the left. Not in a political sense, he just has a bum leg. It's Mick Radojkovic.
Did you know my left leg is 5 centimetres shorter than my right leg?
What?
Whole 5 centimetres? I don't believe him.
My leg? Are you guys joking? Did you know this?
Did I get you?
You got me because, yes. Guys, my leg, I only found out last year that my right leg is 2 centimetres longer than my left.
Wow.
Sorry, shorter than my right leg
so
is shorter.
You actually do lean right.
So I have to go and get a custom-made shoe.
Oh.
It's really embarrassing. But instead of getting a custom-made shoe, because I was like, I'm not doing that, it's so embarrassing because they're so ugly. I've just got a heel lift in at the moment. So like,
those things that you can just slip in.
Like I have to put in, but it's not as good. But I actually got the whole body x-ray. I went to a sports physician. This is on topic. And because I've had such bad back pain. And he was like, because you could see my hips are completely up, like by a solid amount. And he was like, I was like, oh, I've just got a twisted pelvis or whatever. But he was like, no, I measured the bone, your bone, of your, it's grown longer.
Wow.
Or this other one just hasn't caught up, whichever one.
I guess 2 centimetres is significant. You know, you look at it and it's like, solid. Doesn't look like much, but if you're like actually unbalanced that much.
Well, I always stand on my right leg, so I'm always like hunched to the left, to the right.
Wow. There you go.
I know. I was like, are you teasing me?
I had no idea.
But now I wish I was.
Because I was like looking at your legs going 5 centimetres.
Yeah, I just made that up.
2 centimetres was a lot. That's so weird.
It doesn't have a knee in one leg.
Yeah.
Okay, how were your sporting weeks, guys?
No, I've done nothing.
Wow.
Community Cup started, but I didn't go.
So Community Cup training has started.
Training started, yes. It's very exciting. Community Cup is on in August, and we start training now. And I'm usually like super excited to go, and I was going to go, but I just couldn't make it this week. Next week's first week.
For people who don't know what Community Cup is.
Oh, it's a game for charity once a year.
Can you tell us?
Run by RecLink. RecLink are a great community charity organization that use music and arts to help disadvantaged
and sport.
People. And sport, yeah. The irony is that they use musicians versus media, musician media, to play a game of sport, which mostly people aren't very good at. Because, especially in Sydney, music and sports don't mix, generally. I think in Melbourne, they does more, like because Aussie Rules is such a all-encompassing thing down there. A lot of musicians can actually play sport.
Yeah.
But in Sydney, you go to these trainings, and that's why we train for 2 months, because no one can really play that well. 3 months, actually. So we actually need 3 months to actually get our skills good enough to play a full game. But
we get there.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
But come down to Henson Park in August and watch us fumble the ball for
absolutely.
A couple of hours. But Joel, you're not playing this year.
Well, I haven't decided yet. Okay. Last year, just it took a toll on my body.
Well, even if you don't train every week, just light on, just play, just like be
there. Oh, the actual game took a toll.
The game, yeah. The training was fine. Like, I'm fine with training. It was the game.
I couldn't walk the next day.
I couldn't walk for almost, I couldn't walk properly for about a month and a half, I think.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
No, but I'd actually, because I hurt my knee. Like, yeah, that's right. I wasn't because I didn't stretch or something. I'd actually
done bruises all over me. I literally was on the pitch for maximum maybe 15 minutes. I think I touched the ball once.
Because obviously, in Community Cup, men can't tackle women. So did you just get bruised from a woman tackling you?
No, I just collided into a man who was running past me. He was so big. He was like 6'4" and like.
Oh yeah, some big.
He literally just walked round past me, and I just collapsed.
Yeah, I just kept falling over because her legs were so uneven.
Yeah, that's
just
not
going
funny.
Going around in circles.
It's actually okay.
Just running clockwise around the.
Do you know what the doctor told me too? He was like, you know, if you're a goat farmer, you'd actually probably not need to get special shoes or a heel implant because you're just constantly on uneven ground. So that's fine.
Wait, hang on, because you're a goat farmer.
No, he's saying you should be a goat farmer.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with it?
Because you're constantly on uneven ground.
But, so yeah, but why is the ground uneven?
Because goats
are in mountains.
Live
oh, you're walking
in
on
the hills.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I get you. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you were like walking on their backs and they were just different sizes.
You don't know what goat farming is,
Now, Community Cup is really fun, though. It's a really great community event. Hmm. Henson Park is so fun to watch sport and sit around.
It's a great oval.
Yeah, it's a good time.
But yes, no, I have not done anything sporting for so long that when I do start training, I am probably going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the lookout for a new person for the show.
He's just looking already.
Yes. I have been considering training for the City of the Surf, though.
What?
Now, we know you're doing this.
What?
So I don't think you're doing it, right? You are.
Well, I haven't committed to it.
You said that you were doing it.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
You and some friends.
So... Shit. We sort of floated the idea.
You said you had a spreadsheet all sorted.
Paid spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I have a spreadsheet?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Was I here?
I can't remember. How about you, Gab? You doing anything? What's happening?
Guys, I've been doing group class fitness classes.
Ooh.
Yep. I did one on Monday and I couldn't lift my arms up at all. So it was so hard the next day. I was at work and I could barely type because they were just destroyed. So bad. But that really good feeling is as well at the same time.
Yes.
You know, that muscle sore.
Yes,
that you're
I love
saying,
that feeling.
Yes, I've done it. Mm. But I also, I really want to get into AFL. And a friend was like, come down and play for the Newtown Breakaways, which is the women's AFL league in Sydney. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty nervous. I'm really unfit. And I'm just unsure I can commit. And we're both really nervous. So we wait for each other in the car park and walk in together and go down. And they're just such legends, so warm and inclusive, really friendly and just kind of guide you through the whole process. And it's just not intimidating at all. But the coach was just so funny. He was like, all right, girls, this is how you do it. Da, 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 da. Just so you know, 5 girls have already broken their fingers this season. Oh. So we really want to perfect the catching technique. And I was looking at him going, I don't want to break my finger. I can't, you know, I understand that you got to try and make sure your fingers aren't out. You know, someone that's playing basketball or netball or soccer.
No crocodile hands.
Yeah. Kevin. And then we get around and we're all huddled around. And I look at the girls and I'm like, far out. Looks like half of them have been dragged behind a truck. They're just covered in bruises, strapping everywhere, bruises on the face, on the legs. And they're just beaming though. They're just having the best time ever.
Yeah.
And it was a great training. I loved it so much. But I was like, I don't think I can commit just yet. Still pretty unfit. The chances of me getting injured are so high that I'm just not ready to get, you know, a black jaw. One girl had a black jaw. What? And a broken finger. It's just going to set me back too fast. So I decided not to play this year, but my goal is next year. Get fit. Look after my fingers. And look,
Community Cup will be a good precursor to that.
Because it's not really tackling. You know, I really did forget that AFL is a full-on contact sport. Because I've never done it. I've never been tackled or, it's just not a sport. I've never played any contact sport. So that really kind of shook me a bit.
Oh, the first time you actually tackle, hard, go in, it's actually, it is pretty full-on. We don't even do track tackle training at Community Cup until the last few weeks or something, which is crazy. I think every year they say we should start tackling earlier just so we get used to it, and everyone forgets or just doesn't do it.
Well, that's how I hurt my knee. I fell over. I was making a tackle and just landed wrong.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get back up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. You just really know you realize your age. Like, if this was like 5 years ago, I would have been all over it. Love the idea of tackling and just like getting right in there. But just so fragile. Like, I turned my neck the other day and it was gone for 2 weeks, you know? Like,
getting old.
So my sister-in-law, I don't know if I've said this story before, Zoe, she plays in that same league as or the AFLW league.
Yeah.
And, or she did, now she's pregnant, so she's not playing anymore. But when she was playing, she actually dislocated a finger mid-game. Mm. And rather than going off and getting it sorted, she just kept playing and just tried to like put it back in herself.
She did it herself.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No, she didn't get back in. No, she was just playing with a dislocated finger for most of the game.
Have you seen a photo? That looks so bad. When you finger,
it's
like
horrible.
The wrong direction.
It is horrible. Oh, it's horrible. Gross. Yeah.
That I'm just is, like clenching my fists right now and like the feeling, oh.
Yeah.
What about you? Anything sporty?
Nah, just skip me because I've... Oh, have I? No, nothing. I've done nothing. If you hear photos being taken, if you can hear that, we are getting photos taken for some bizarre reason.
The paps are
today.
Here.
The paparazzi are here watching us. So,
Hello, paparazzi.
Hey, before we get into sport, again, on a completely unrelated topic, this week I've been going through some old episodes of ours. I've had to listen to a few old episodes.
What number of episodes is this?
This is 34.
Wow.
Look at that.
34 episodes.
That's past a third of a
century.
It's
past 33.
Yes.
It's almost up to 35 now. I've had to listen to a few, and I've been listening on iTunes, which is, I mean, our podcast is available anywhere, I think, but
on Spotify
iTunes,
too.
Spotify, and somewhere else. I saw it somewhere else. Like, it's on, it's everywhere, whatever.
Across the park. Just do a search in your favorite podcast app.
Yes, thank you very much. You were going to say something?
No.
Okay. I thought you wanted to get involved. So I'm listening on iTunes. Now, if you have iTunes or you use iTunes, you'll know down the bottom when you're doing podcasts, there's like you can speed up the show. If it's getting a bit boring, you can like go 1.5 times, 2 times and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is how people like steamroll through podcasts.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we're only half an hour show. I don't think you really have to steamroll. But if you want to, go for it. I think you can get up to
times
2. You
can talk really fast. Like, this is going to be fun.
But if you talk really fast, isn't it? They speed it up and it'll be really fun.
That would actually sound really good when you do it. But anyway, I bumped it, but I've gone to half speed.
Oh.
And half speed, listening to us, we sound drunk. Like, that's just how we sound. And so what I did was I just picked a random episode and just a random spot, and I've done halftime, and we sound so drunk. Okay, this is back when we were talking about man flu, so it was a few weeks ago. All right, have a listen.
I love it when you get sick and you go back to work and it's gone around. You know, everyone just says everyone just says, it's gone around. Like, okay. So I'm not special then. Fine. Whatever.
No, I was actually really sick.
There you go. I actually have another one if you want.
Really sick.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's great.
How do you sound like that when I'm drunk?
Well, that's the thing. I heard it. I was like, that sounds drunk. So I added like just a pub background.
I've got a real problem with that bloody term.
Okay.
As a man,
is it because it's not a flu?
It's insinuating.
God, here we go.
It's insinuating that men are just bunging it on, and
that is actually not what it is.
What people are men are insinuating that.
Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys.
There you go.
Oh, that's amazing.
Joel, you have done it again. You have done it again.
Everyone needs to listen to this podcast at half speed.
I just have to say, it would be so much more interesting.
In a pub.
Just listen to it in a pub in slow-mo. Wow.
Yeah, if you're sitting in a pub by yourself, you're feeling a bit uncomfortable, pop the headphones in and just listen to that at half speed. It'll be like you're with your mates.
Oh, that's so good.
Unreal.
That's great.
I'm literally crying.
Yeah, I'm crying.
Let's talk sport. bad.
Oh. Oh. Sport.
In tree climbing.
Oh, come on. We're stretching it for sports now.
We aren't because we're tree climbing. There was a tree climbing competition last Saturday when most of us were voting. I don't know why I did that. Up in the Alice Springs, there was a tree climbing competition. So it's almost impossible to explain. It's basically an event.
It's pretty self-explanatory, surely.
But it's not just... So there's five different events, right? You've got two speed events. I'm assuming it's like up and down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess falling is probably the fastest way down. aerial rescue, work climb. So this is for a lot of, what are they called? Arborists? That's
yep.
Yep. Arborists.
Yeah.
So I think it's mainly for them. So
is there a class for rescuing press protesters who climb trees?
Well, there's aerial rescue, so oh, maybe.
Or cats.
Mm-hmm. Or birds. They don't like being up there, do they?
Nah.
And one that is similar to work. I don't know what that is. So, yes, the winner was Terry Boston. He somehow won. And now he gets to represent Australia in Nashville in
what?
August.
Represent Australia in tree climbing?
Yeah.
But surely there's so many differences in trees.
Can we get him on?
Yeah. I don't see why not. I probably should have tried. Yeah. Should have made some sort of effort. Terry, if you're listening, please come on the show. I mean, I don't know where he's from. He could be from the Alice Springs.
Mm. I love how you say the Alice Springs.
He could be from Alice Springs. Sorry. I'll edit that out later.
Well, the Alice Springs, sometimes she bounces, sometimes she walks, but she likes to spring.
All right. We've talked Community Cup. We've talked the other thing that we talked about. So let's move on to the A-League because the grand final happened. Sydney FC won...
Yes, go.
Their fourth A-League Grand Final after beating minor premiers Perth Glory.
Did you watch it?
I did, actually. I did watch it.
Boring.
That's the thing. It was a very dour score. Did you say it, Gab?
No.
Scoreless game. I'll run
nil,
it
nil, nil, nil.
Oh, boring. So
zero goals.
Yeah.
One was disallowed. Well,
so Sydney, yeah, it's sort of like this one major talking point, I guess, out of the game was this... So, you know, they have the VAR, the thing.
Yeah.
So, Sydney scored, but the one of the side... What are they called on the side?
Sidesman.
Assistant referee.
That's not what they're called
touch
either.
Touch judge.
Sideline
something.
Sideline man.
Sideline
might be a woman, Gabby.
Sidelineman.
Sidelman.
Okay, the Sidelman had
assistant
their...
referee, is it called?
Is it? Yeah. No, it's called like a side man.
I can't believe we don't know this. I can't believe we don't
what
know.
What do you mean? How are you surprised?
That's true. So they've had their flag up, but Sydney have scored, and then they went to the VAR, and it actually looked like it was fine. It looked like they could overturn it, but they didn't. So it was a bit of controversial. The Sydney FC coach got upset about it and got yellow carded.
Ooh,
which I
would
love
good.
When that happens.
That's juicy.
When someone who's not playing gets a yellow card.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Anyway, so they went into penalty shootouts where...
Oh, and how about the goalie? The Sydney goalie?
Yes.
He's like a monkey on the line.
Andrew Redmayne is his name.
Yeah.
He sort of like jumps around and moves back and forth along the thing.
Yeah.
And
but really,
really puts them off.
The lanky distraction.
Yeah. And I think it worked. And
it worked. It definitely worked.
I mean, he's still guessing which way he's got to dive. But
this is the thing, okay?
Yeah.
You say that. I've heard that there was someone on the touchline, part of Sydney's team, not one of the players, but like one of the staff, who's actually... their job is pretty much to study what people do in penalties.
Whoa.
And he knew where they were going to go. He knew where those...
And he was signalling.
And he was signalling. You can watch the goalkeeper look to the sideline and they sort of show...
Is that allowed?
Why not? Oh. It's still guessing. Like, they've still got a whole heap of choices where they're going to kick it. But they sort of worked out and they got it right twice.
Yeah, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did you see that penalty kick? I don't know who it was, but it was on the news. They did a little trick. So it was like the penalty... there was like a penalty shot with like a wall, right? And one guy was going to kick it, but then he jumped over and then the other guy was going to kick it behind him. So the guy that jumped over ran forward and the guy kicked it and just hit him in the back. Bounced off him and they were like, oh no. And then this other guy comes in from the other team, just swoops it up and scores a goal from the opposite side. Oh. You'd just be so embarrassed.
Wow. Yeah,
like,
that's
trying
horrible.
Trying to do a tricky trick shot.
Trying to be so cool.
And you kicked your bloody teammate in the back.
I love that. Wait, is that a mousetrap? Do they call that a mousetrap in soccer? I know it's called that in rugby league when they sort of play the ball and the person goes to pick it up and doesn't, and then someone else comes and picks it up.
Oh, yeah.
Little it's mousetrap.
Like, one goes that way.
Maybe it's called hand candy.
Hand candy.
Do we ever verify that?
No, I didn't look it up.
No.
I don't want to know what you get when you type in hand
exactly. candy. Exactly. Whilst we're on soccer, I just want to mention the Matildas, Sam Kerr, captain of the Matildas. She finished third in the 2019 BBC's Women's Footballer of the Year.
Yeah.
Competition.
Very good.
Award. It's not a competition.
Third. That's right.
Third, yes. 2 years in a row she's finished third.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
well,
really
when
cool.
she takes the Matildas to victory in just a few weeks, we will hopefully get her to number one, eh? Starts very soon. I'm very excited.
Yes. SBS covering it?
Yes, they are covering. In fact, SBS will be covering every Matildas game live on TV and radio.
Excellent. Excellent. Speaking of you, Mick.
Hello.
Did you want to talk a bit of golf?
Oh, look, I don't talk golf much, eh?
Okay, that'll do. Sorry.
But could I ask both of you, have you ever heard of Minji Lee?
I have. She is a fantastic golfer.
I also have. She's a fantastic Australian golfer.
Okay, well, I don't think lots of other people have known. I didn't know about her, I must admit. So
I didn't know about her until you sent the article to us.
Oh, yeah. Did you look at it? Well, if she wins this tournament on the weekend, I think she's playing in Virginia at the US Women's Open. If she wins it, she will become Australia's first ever number one female golfer.
Ugh.
Like, no one's done it. Not even Kari Webb, who we all know. But why don't we know who Minji Lee is? Okay, Gabby. Everyone knows about Gabby.
I seriously did it.
As, like, the most well-known female golfer we've had. But Minji Lee, she's 22. She's played for Australia in the Olympics, but she has zero Australian sponsorship.
It's so devastating.
Amazing.
How crazy
like, how is that? We need to get her on the show. We need to call her when she's in Virginia.
Can we sponsor her? Are we able to do that?
Oh, imagine she had like a 2SER hat across the park.
Yeah.
Hat. And, oh, that's the best. How much, what can we give her?
I don't know. I'm looking around the studio now. That orange chair. Microphone stand. I don't know why there's a mic stand in here.
Yeah, no,
this is radio.
We got some DJ.
An umbrella like a branded cap. 2SER cap.
Okay. Do we have caps? I don't think we do.
No, I'm saying we'll have to make one. Because obviously 2SER doesn't have anything.
Can we put our faces
on it?
Just
put a sticker on a cap?
Yes, let's do that. Get one of your SBS caps. We'll just cover it with 2SER. Anyway, that's horrible news, but hopefully she gets sport number one.
Just,
that would be fantastic.
I mean, it's just such a cool
Who wants stupid Australian sponsors anyway? You don't need us. You can do it on your own.
She's endorsed by a big Korean bank on her cap, so she probably doesn't want to cross the park.
It's just bizarre. Like, she's Australian born. She has lived here her whole
From
life.
Perth?
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't live here now. Like, she's sort of living overseas.
Whatever. You know what
Still,
I mean?
Still, she's Australian.
Yeah.
We're going to claim it.
Totally. Anyway, that was my little bit of golfing news that I'll never, ever do again.
Okay. It was very good. We have just a tiny little bit of time for NRL, I guess.
Yeah.
No, we need to play the game.
No, we still got... So Gabby's doing the game this week, and that's why she's a little bit excited. We have at least 1 minute and one half of that 1 minute to go until we can do the game. So just in NRL, stuff's happened.
The Rabbitohs are leading the comp.
They are, yeah.
Which I think is quite exciting.
The only team to only lose one game this year.
Yeah.
Go Rabbitohs.
It is cool because... As long as the Storm aren't there, or the Roosters, I'm quite happy.
Mm.
But also means they're going to thrash my Eels next week. But no, I'm really happy that the Sydney team's at the top and it's the Rabbitohs. And
the Sydney team's at the bottom, so sort of evening out. Panthers. No. The Panthers, actually, no, they're not last anymore
they
because of last night.
They beat someone, I don't know who.
Yeah, they beat A team. Or was it the B team? After watching that game, it was quite bad to watch. Did you see any of it, Mick?
No, actually, I went and watched Midnight Oil down at Thurool.
There
it
you
was
go.
Quite much more
Oh,
exciting.
Is that at Thurool?
Hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Where?
At Thurool, Anita's Theatre.
Nice.
Hmm. So I sometimes have to decide between sport and music, and last night, music won.
Well done.
Yeah, good on you.
Good on you.
Oh, it's such a... Yeah.
I'll just mention the Titans to make you feel better. They've slumped to their worst ever season start after losing to the Bulldogs last week. I think they've lost like seven in a row now.
It's been on the Gold Coast,
like
man.
Six or seven in a row. And now they're sitting last after the Panthers.
Too many Forexes.
Just lounging on the beach all day.
Too many Forexes.
You know, in that sun and the Gold
I don't
Coast.
Know if you can have too many Forexes. Not much happens.
Not much happens.
Okay. Well, there's other stuff, but we won't mention. Oh, no, Cooper Cronk, quickly, has announced his retirement at the end of the season.
Mm.
Or at the end of the season, yeah. No doubt, I'm sure he'll go out a winner because the footy gods will have it that way. In his career, he's won 3 premierships, 7 State of Origins, 2 World Cups, 2 Dally M Player of the Year Awards, a Clive Churchill Medal in 2012, and Golden Boot International Player of the Year in 2016. So not much.
Whoa.
Yeah, and yeah. In the AFL, Sydney Swans legend Heath Grundy is also retiring.
Yeah, they're playing
has
tonight.
Has retired. They are playing tonight, yes.
Yeah, at the SCG.
So he's not playing anymore.
But, you know.
I don't give him any hope.
No. They're playing the Pies.
Yeah.
We'll see how that
pans out. Buddy's back.
Oh, is he?
Might make a slight difference.
Ooh, okay. The Budster.
Yeah. Hey, let's move on to the game real quick. You ready, Gav?
Yep.
Here we go.
If you know it, then you won the game.
If you know it,
I looked at you and I was like, I forgot that I had to do that.
Oh, so you just made it up?
I just made it up.
That's what I've been doing the last few weeks.
If you know it, then you've won the game. All right.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. good evening. Oh, no. We can't put an accent on.
Do you want
never
to see
walk alone.
Sometimes when I get nervous, I put on a weird accent.
Do you want to sit here so you can press the buttons?
No. Okay. I don't know how to do it.
Okay,
boys. Question number one. What famous basketball player recently broke up with one of the Kardashian sisters? Name both the basketball player and the sister.
Okay. I'm going to say is Ben Simmons.
And?
Oh, I don't.
Is it Chloe?
No. Oh.
Is it?
The other one started with K?
Yep.
Karen?
Karen.
What?
Dun-dun.
Wow. Was Ben Simmons right though?
Ben Simmons and Kendall Jenner.
Oh, Kendall.
Yeah. Moving along, question two. Jason Belmont is the best in nation and ranked number one in the world for what sport? A, motocross. B, tenpin bowling. Or C, triathloning.
What was the name again, sorry?
Jason Belmont is the best in the nation and ranked number one.
In our nation?
Mm-hmm. And okay. Ranked number one in the world.
I'm going to say 10 pin bowling, and I'm going to be right.
I'm going to
say, how about you, Mick?
Triathloning, because that's a great name that you made up.
Ding!
Oh, you knew that. Did you know that?
Yeah, he's the guy who does like, two hands.
Two hands. He bowls like a footy.
What, like I did when I was 10?
Yeah. And he's so good at like it goes like everywhere.
And that's allowed.
In different. It just comes back and it's amazing.
It's allowed. Yeah. And he is ranked number one and has been paid millions of dollars to play 10 pin bowling. Yeah, he's an absolute
hero. I don't even know. I used to watch 10-pin bowling at halftime in the cricket when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Question number four.
Sorry.
What drink sponsor is on the Penrith Panthers jersey?
Oak.
Oak. Oak what?
Oak milk.
What? It's not normal oak.
Oak pink.
Nope.
Strawberry milkshake?
No, nope. It's a different like kind of brand. What? Not brand, but it's like... There's
like
lot,
oak iced
something
tea
like
or
that.
Something like that?
Iced tea.
I don't know.
Jeez, so specific. No. I don't know.
What is it?
Oak plus.
Ah. Plus what?
Plus lots of high protein. That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Okay, final question.
Mm. Okay.
Joel's going to win if he gets it right. How many rules have the English Premier League added to their season next year?
Whoa.
Okay.
I should know this.
This is an interesting question.
How many rules?
Yep. How many rules have the English Premier League added?
I'm going to say none.
How many rules do they have already?
I don't know.
Okay. see, this is what you guys do to me. It's quite difficult.
Is it less than five?
No.
Is it more than five?
Yes. Okay, you've got 3 seconds to go.
Okay.
Right. One, two, three.
Nine.
Six.
Seven.
Oh, yeah, closest.
Still wrong.
I didn't list them all because I couldn't be bothered.
That's fair enough.
Well, yeah. That'll prompt us to go look when it came.
Well, that's the end of the show anyway.
Thanks.
Well done, Gav. Thanks for doing the game.
Is it my turn for a game?
Can you do it next week?
Yes,
that'd be great.
Okay.
I might have the week off.
Yay.
No, I won't.
No.
I can't.
I mean, never. I didn't say yay. When
you've got 34 weeks we've done it, and I've been here for every episode.
You have.
You have. Oh, that's really impressive, Joel.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing all the stuff.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.